So why do so many people love Greek mythology, and how does this stay relevant, including the art and the story? I mean, personally, I believe it's because everyone loves to hear a good story. I mean, who doesn't want to hear about the top god Zeus not wanting to pick who's the prettiest goddess, force this mortal man, Paris, to do it for him, and because Paris is only allowed to pick one because there's only one apple to be given, the other two get mad at him and do unfortunate things to his people and start the War of Troy. Like, this man never asked to be a part of this, but because Zeus said, this guy, it changes the life of him and his people. And this really goes to show that in many of the stories like this, that your fate lies in the hands of the gods, and it's their will to do as they want. And if a lot of the stories go like this, it goes to show that they're pretty good stories if they've been passed down for 3,000 years, and people have made art about it, songs about it, movies about it, and plays about it. These are the things that help it stay relevant, though, because as Broadway is getting popular again, because of Hamilton, they came out with a show called Hadestown, where it followed Orpheus and Eurydice. And if you know the story, as it goes, is that Orpheus is this great songwriter, and he falls in love with Eurydice, and Eurydice dies before they can get married. And so Orpheus gets really sad, makes a bunch of songs, and decides that he's going to go down to the underworld and bring her up. And before anything happens, he sings to Hades, and Hades has a change of heart and said, "Okay, fine, you can go and bring her back, but you can't look behind her, and you just have to trust that she's there with you." And before he gets to the top, he gets nervous and looks behind him, and then the deal is broken because he didn't have enough faith that she was behind him. So although it's a retelling of the story, it's still that they have good music, good background, good lighting, good props that make people want to hear it again and again and again. And even now, I know of someone on TikTok who is creating music for either a Broadway play or just to have as music. He's putting out the story Epic just in a musical form. And even though I already know the story of Epic, I'm still excited to hear what he is coming up with. This isn't the only way that it's keeping relevant, though, because people have done scans of the Greek statues and made a 3D rendering of it and put it up online, which allows people to go and download that 3D download of whatever sculpture they want, like maybe the Michelangelo's David, and create their own art with it, which allows it to still have some relevance to the Greek mythology, but also put in their own modern twist. Right now, the first thing that comes to mind is Michelangelo's David and people taking the statue and adding a bubble gum to it to make it look like he's blowing a bubble, and it just makes him seem more relaxed and like he doesn't care what's going on around him, and it just adds another effect to his statue. By putting these sculptures online, it makes it very accessible where everyone can see it and take in the beauty of it and channel it in their own way. You don't have to just go to the Louvre or the British Museum or Athens to look at these sculptures. You can have them right there on your computer. It very much gives free will to an individual to interpret that piece in their own way and edit whatever they want to make their own art out of it without damaging their original sculpture and having it as it is. So I think it helps a lot if everyone is able to have free will to change things to their interpretation of the stories, keeps it relevant. I mean, having a Broadway play, it allows a new interpretation of the story to be told through the director's vision. And although it is through their interpretation, it allows the viewers to rehear the story through different eyes and come up with their own interpretation, and maybe they go out and tell the story again. So it gets people talking about it, and that's how it stays relevant, and that's how you get people to go look further into Greek mythology, and that's how you get people to go look at the art and at different formats of Greek mythology because they've been told about it. They're like, "Oh, that's really interesting. Let me go look it up now." And this just goes to show that it stays relevant because it's available and it's accessible to everyone. It's there. There's different formats. There's different ways to view it. It's on YouTube. It's on TikTok. It's on Instagram. It's being talked through Twitter. And
It's everywhere you can look, it's there.
So yes, it's the same story every single time. It's just that it's being presented differently every single time, and that's how you get people to stay, is that they're just not hearing the same exact story, the same exact way. It's that you can get different interpretations through different people, and they can modernize it, they can make it sound old-timey, they can make it sound however they want, but it keeps the same story and the same message. And that's how you get it to stay relevant.